Well, how good have they been? They've been putting the cleaners through the Pommies. They've played the three one-dayers so far. I'm talking about our women cricketers, and they've won all three of those matches. But now it's the big one. They don't get to play too many test matches, Loz, but they get to start tonight against England in their Ashes test match, and we look forward to it immensely. You're going to be able to watch it live on Gem as well, 9 Gem. Meg Lanning joins us. G'day, Meg.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really, really well. Geez, it's been a successful tour so far.
It has, yeah. We improved each game throughout the ODI series. We feel like we've been getting better each game, and we've had a little bit of time off between those ODIs and the test. We're ready to go. We don't play the test matches very often, so very excited.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited to see the test match occur. But what's the biggest challenge that confronts the Australian side? I suppose both sides going from red ball cricket and the shorter form going to the longer form in test cricket.
Yeah, it is difficult to adapt because we don't do a lot of training for it, to be honest, because we play one test match every 2 years. So for us heading into this test match, we won't be changing our approach too much from the ODIs that we played. We feel like if we go with our natural instincts, which is to score with the bat and play pretty freely, and then with the ball, just keep it really consistent, we feel like that will get the job done for us in this test as well.
Would you like to see more test matches in the future, Meg? And what would be the ideal number going forward?
Yeah, this question comes up a lot when the test match rolls around. In an ideal world, we would love to play more test matches. But at the same time, we sort of understand that there's a lot of countries out there playing cricket who probably don't have the resources or money invested in the game to be able to put them on. So, T20 cricket has sort of become the vehicle for women's cricket and has driven the game forward immensely over the last 10 years. So there's been a lot of investment into that side of things and test matches. Probably not so much, but as players, we'd love to play more, but sort of understand where we sit with that.
Yeah, to give people an indication, Meg, what have you played? 3 test matches and what, close enough to 100 ODIs?
Yeah, that's correct. So 3 tests in roughly 9 years playing international cricket. So, they're pretty few and far between. So that's why when they do come around, we enjoy it and love the occasion.
Meg, is there a lot of turnover in the roster from one-day cricket into your test team, or is it the same sort of, 9 of the 11 or whatever it may be, just transfer straight from the one-day arena into the test team?
Yeah, it'd be pretty similar. Just because we don't have any test match form to go on, to be honest.
Yep.
We've just got to go off the ODIs and sort of back our instincts on the conditions that we're going to play in and then go from there. So, I guess it's a good thing that we don't have much turnover. We've got really consistent people within the squad who have played a lot of international cricket. So we'll just back that and sort of hopefully get the job done.
And were you out injured for the last big test match we had, or did you play in that one? I'm just trying to remember.
No, I was out injured. I missed the last series back in Australia. So, I wasn't a good watcher during that series, so glad to be back out playing.
Yeah. Well, at least Perry got to score a double century twice, so it was good.
She did. That was funny.
Remember that? She celebrated, went up and had to do it all again.
That's right.
And then celebrate again. It was quite incredible.
Well, she's in a rich vein of form, obviously, at the moment. What'd she take, 7 for 22 in the last one-day international?
Yeah, she's playing well and has done for, over a long period of time for us now. And test match cricket really suits her style of play. She could bat for the whole 4 days if she really wanted to. She's that sort of batter, and her bowling is exceptional as well. So she's going to be a big player for us in this test match, and hopefully she can perform well again.
Right. You're dominating England at the moment, but is their strength more in the 4-day or the longer form of the game, or have you just got their number and got their measure at the moment?
I think the ODI series was probably closer than what the scoreboard suggests. Those first 2 ODIs were pretty good contests, especially that first one. So, we're happy with the position that we're in at the moment, leading into the test, and you know, but at the same time, we understand that England are going to come back pretty hard. They're a world-class side who have been very good for a number of years, so we're expecting them to come out and play some pretty aggressive cricket. They have to win the Test match to keep the series alive, so yeah, we're going out there to win as well, so it'll make for some pretty exciting cricket, which is great.
Yeah, I was about to say, they have to win this game, don't they, to keep it alive. Otherwise, a draw is not good enough for them. So with them coming out and playing aggressive cricket, does that mean Australia have to do the same? And that's your natural game, obviously.
Yeah, I think we've got to go with our natural instincts. And I think we'd probably struggle a little bit more if we thought we'd change our game completely and go into full Test match mode. So we've talked a lot about trying to keep it close to our ODI format plan, and obviously you've got a lot more time to sort of execute those plans, but it won't change too much. I think all the batters especially are naturally quite aggressive and want to score runs, so I don't think that's going to change too much throughout the Test, and they'll be in a similar boat as well.
And what's the weather conditions and the pitch looking like at this point in time?
The pitch, it's a used pitch, so I think the first couple of days it'll play reasonably well, but could potentially turn a fair bit towards the back end of the Test.
Yep.
And there's a little bit of weather around to sort of Friday and maybe Saturday. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one. We play 100 overs each day, so we'll be able to fit in some extra overs if we need to. But, yeah, whatever the conditions are, we're looking forward to that challenge. And, we're just really excited to get out there and get the game underway.
Meg, they've been celebrating too much that World Cup victory over there, so make sure you wrap up the Ashes over the next 5 days. We thank you so much for your time. Play well as you always do.
No worries. Thanks, guys.